Chazor. We left out two major topics on base Omer Aleph. One is the very important Tosfos Dibra Maschal Ula Reb Lezer. The Gemara says that basically there's no difference halachically between an Av and a Tolda, only historically. Whatever was in the Mishkan is called an Av, whatever was on the Mishkan is called a Tolda. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Isn't there a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches that seems to imply that when you give a hasra for a tolda, you have to be master b'shem ha'av? So it's two opinions in Tosfos. Is that what it says in the Gemara? So one opinion is that there is no such thing. The Gemara just meant to say if a person is cooking on Shabbos and you say you're not allowed to cook because there's a malacha of noteya, so he's going to laugh at you. What does noteya have to do with cooking on Shabbos? If you're master in a name based on the incorrect av, then he thinks that you're joking. So that's not a valid hasra, but he can just say it's Chilul Shabbos. You don't have to say what the av is. So that's, and then the other opinion is no, that's taka what it means in the Gemara Shabbos. So that's a fundamental machloka. That's Rabbi Nachum Zembe quotes in his little kuntres, Tzotzos Chaim. He quotes different Rishonim who explain why there's an institution of Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos. If a person violates all the 39 Avos Malachas Be'elam Echad, so the Gemara says it's Chayv 39 Chatos. If he does three Malachas Be'elam Echad, Chayv 3 Chatos. Why is there Chiluk Malachas? So some Rishonim say that it's Shemus Machlokin. It's like a person is Bo'aleshus Isha Mechal Shabbos Be'elam Echad. Two unrelated things. So you're assuming that the 39 Malachas are 39 different Isurim, totally Shemus Machlokin. So if the Shemus Machlokin, you always have to be, when a person does an Avera, there's a Rashi in Shavuos, on Daf Chof, Rashi writes, you always have to be Masra, you have to quote the Pasuk and Chumash. You're not allowed to do this because it says, you have to say chapter and verse. It says in the Chumash that you're not allowed to eat Nevela, you're not allowed to do whatever. You have to quote the Pasuk and Chumash. Here is just a Pasuk, Los Hasakom Malacha on Shabbos doesn't say what. So the Gemara says you have to be Masra based on the Av Malacha. You have to say you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. You have to say what the Av Malacha is. And the other opinion in Tosfos holds, no, you can just say it's an act of Chilul Shabbos. They're not 39 different Shemus Machlokin. It's like Tamchuyim Mechalkin. What's Tamchuyim Mechalkin? There's a Mishnah in Krisis that if a person violates Me'ila Behegdish, let's say he eats Besar Ha'oila. Besar Ha'oila is supposed to be Koriv on the Mizbech. The oila is Kula Kola. You burn the whole thing on the Mizbech. So if a person eats Besar Ha'oila, he's in violation of Me'ila. Well, Behegdish, he ate Kochim. An oila is Kochim Kochim. There's no Me'ila on Kochim Kalim, but an oila is Kochim Kochim. So there's a din of Me'ila. So what if he ate three kazaisim of Besar Ha'oila? One kazais was cooked, and one kazais was fried, and one kazais was broiled. So it's all shem echad, it's all the same thing. So tamchui means a pot in which you cook the food. So if they're completely different tamchui, and this was fried, and this was boiled, and this was roasted, or this was broiled, so then each one tastes differently, so that's also mechalek. It's not shemus mechlokin, but the tzuras ha'achila, the tzuras ha'echal is totally different, so that's also mechalek, tamchui mechalkin. So that's, those are the two opinions. Some Rishonim say that the Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos is like one who does Shemus Machlokin, totally different Yisurim. And others say it's not like Shemus Machlokin, it's like Tamchui Machalkin. So that's a fundamental Machlok. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. That's the issue over here, whether you have to be Masvid the Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. There is a Ran in Masechet Shabbos, there are 24 Prokim in Masechet Shabbos. So at the end of one of the later Prokim, I think Perek Yuzayin or something, the Ran on the Rif in Masechet Shabbos sounds like he says, that's this, others reinterpreted the Ran, but the simple reading of the Ran sounds like he says that there's a major difference between an Av and a Tolda regarding Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. There is a Machlokes, Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, if a person violates Chilul Shabbos by doing Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, is that an Issa D'Raisa, an Issa D'Rabbanim? So most of the Rishonim Paschan like Reb Shimon that Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is Mutam and HaTorah, it's only awesome with the Rabbanim. And the Rambam and the Balamor both Paschan like Reb Yudah, that Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an Issa D'Raisa. So there are problems with the Rambam. This the Minchas Chinuch has a long kuntris on Masech Shabbos, on Malech Shabbos, called the Masech HaShabbos. Some have printed it separately, a separate sefer, Masech HaShabbos. All the heores of the Minchas Chinuch on the Lamates of his Malachas. So he has several Rambams where he raises the issue. The Rambam seems to contradict himself. There are several places where the Rambam seems like he's implying that Melacha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa is only a Nisa Derabban, not a Nisa Derais. So the Minchas Chinuch is, and it remains by a kash. So there's a famous answer that the Merkevus HaMishnah has. You have to have a lot of patience to read it. It goes on and on and on and on, around 20 pages. And in the old editions, there's no periods and there's no paragraphs. One long sentence for 20 pages. So someone read it for me and underlined in my copy the crucial lines. And Raditzel Aponovich said the same teretz. So that I read in one paragraph. This would be a rabbi in the Bronx who had learned by Raditzel Aponovich. He used to put out svarim all the time. So in one of his svarim, he quotes Raditzel Aponovich for Emfid, a whole bunch of kashas at the Minchas Chinuch like this. So the same answer as the Minchas Chinuch, same answer as the Merkevus HaMishnah, that there's a difference between Ovis and Toldus. That the Raman Paskins like Rabbi Yudah, that Malacha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa is the Raisa, that's only by Ovis. By Toldus, Shein Tzvicha LeGufa for sure is not, Lochala Deis, is not Osim and Atur. So the Avnei Ezer, who wrote the Sefer Eglital, he started writing on all the Lamatas Ovis Malacha, he's just never finished all of them. So all the Malachas that he began and he never finished, that's in the Avnei Ezer. Those that he finished became very complicated at the end. And all the beginnings are very straightforward, very easy. The pieces that he has in Avnei Ezer are easier to read. Pieces in the Eglital, they get very complicated when he gets into all the nitty-gritty details. Anyway, so the Avnei Ezer is bothered with this kasha. How can the Ran sound like he says that there's a difference between Ovis and Toldus with respect to Malacha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa? How can you say that? Isn't it against the Gemara? The Gemara says on Ardaf that there's no difference between an Ovid and Toldus. The only difference is historical. Whatever was in the Mishkan Chashiva, Korali Av, and whatever was not, is Korali Toldus. So why don't you say there's a difference from Malacha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa? That's the kasha. So that's why the Avnei Ezer reinterprets the Ran in Masechah Shabbos that he said something else. But I thought the Pasha Pshat in the Ran is that he's saying a chilek between Ovis and Toldus. So I thought the teretz is, someone told me recently that he heard Rav Soloveitchik said that teretz. I thought the teretz is, why, it depends, why do you say there's a kula in Toldus? Why is it that Ein Tzvicha LeGufa by Toldus for sure is not their Eisim? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has one hesber. According to his hesber, then you have a kashim. He says there's a gzeres akosiv that there's such a thing as toldus, and we had the marikats on the first daf in Baba Kama that to tell you that there are toldus for Ovis Nezikin, you don't need a pasuk. Why shouldn't it be toldus? That's a mamatzinu. Whatever sufficiently similar to the av, has a, whatever sufficiently similar to what it says in the chumash has the same din as what it says in the chumash. So that's a shita momdim. That you need keder kedilosam, and from there we derive. You don't have a pasuk that says we derive on our own that the lulav and the esrik has to be keder kedilosam, because it's sufficiently similar to the mishkan. There's not enough of a difference to be mechalek. So it's a mamatzina. So the toldus is because it's a mamatzina. So, but by Shabbos you have to have gzeres hakosuv to tell me that there's such a thing as toldus. So the shitim kubetz is quoted marikatz. Why do you need gzeres hakosuv? Because by Shabbos everything depends on the Mishkan. So the Toldus were not in the Mishkan, so one would have thought you shouldn't darshan a mamatzinu. So there's a gzeiris hakosuv that such a thing as Toldus. So the question is, do you have a right to say that there's a Toldo to a Toldo? If something is only a Toldo, so there is no, so there's a gzeiris hakosuv that there's such a thing as Toldus. But you have no pasuk that a Toldo can have a Toldo. So maybe they're only Toldus for an Av, not Toldus for a Toldo. Well, what do you mean a Toldo for a Toldo? Let the Toldo be a Toldo of the Av. Why do you have to call it a Toldo? So the suggestion, that's what Rabbi Pesach Frank has, suggestion was that even according to Rabbi Yudah, that Malacha Shein Tzvicha LeGufa is an Issa Deraisa, it's not going to be the Av Malacha. The Av Malacha is if you did the malacha, it's tzvicha legufa, the same way it was done in the Mishkan. If you're going to do the malacha, ain't tzvicha legufa, maximum it can be is going to be a tolda. So what if you do a totally different pa'ula, but it's sufficiently similar to the yav, and it's a tolda, but you do that, ain't tzvicha legufa. So ain't tzvicha legufa, and a tolda is a tolda, but tolda, there is no such thing, there's no pasuk. And on your own, the Pashto says there shouldn't be any dinim of toldos on Shabbos. On the Zikin, you should have toldos. That's a mamatzino. But on Shabbos, on Melachos, on Shabbos, not. So if you give that hesber, that's what C. Pesach Frank has like that, that others have toldos and toldos can't have toldos, so then you have a good kasha. Then Abin Day says kasha, good kasha. Why didn't the Gemara say a difference between an Ab and a tolda? That a tolda doesn't have a tolda. But we gave a different explanation why. We explained differently. I explained differently because I heard that from Rav Soloveitchik, that an av is what was in the Mishkan. A tolda is something that's done for the same purpose, but this pool itself was not in the Mishkan. But if you're going to do the tolda for a totally different purpose, and tzvicha legufa, so there's no reason that you can call it a tolda. It's not that you have a kula. Your mekel on toldos that there's no tolda for a tolda. Mekel that there's no din of ein tzvicha legufa. It's not a chumra and a kula that the av has a chumra that ein tzvicha legufa is us and the tolda has a kula. Ein tzvicha legufa is mutam and atara. That's not the biur. The word is, if you do a tolda ein tzvicha legufa, there's no reason you should label it as a tolda. The only grounds to declare that something is a tolda because it's done for the same purpose as the av. But if you're doing a tolda ein tzvicha legufa, not done for the same purpose, so by definition, it shouldn't be called a tolda. So that's what they told me. Rav Soloveitchik said what we suggested. The Gemara is telling us that there is no difference between an av and a tolda. I have a difference in tzvicha legufa. It's not that obis is chomer and toldas is kal. It's because by definition, it's not called a tolda over there. So it's not a difference between an av and a tolda. It's a difference between a malacha and a non malacha. If you do a tolda in tzvicha legufa, by definition, it's not a tolda, it's not a malacha at all. But it's because of this Gemara, on the first daf on Beis Amin Aleph, that the Abdinezer rejected the simple reading of the Ran, that tolda in tzvicha legufa is hetagoma min haTorah, and it's a psanu iser, and he reinterpreted the Ran. He said the Ran never said that, he gave a whole different interpretation. And it's not really muchach from the Gemara, not really muchach. That the Gemara contradicts the simple reading of the Ran. Where do we leave off over here? I think we left off on Dalet Amud Beis, Tesa D'Maascha Einam Zevimim. The Mishnah in Makkos has a din that Hargu Ein Harogim, if the witnesses testified falsely that someone deserves the death penalty, and then the Bezdin administered the death penalty, Yad Ha'edim Tiyabab Rishayna, they went ahead and they killed him. Then later on, we're mazim the Eidim. So do we give a punishment kasher zamam? So the Mishnah says, no. We call it in common language, we call it kasher zamam like kasher rasa. The Gemara never really says kasher zamam like kasher rasa. The Gemara says, v'asis mula kasher zamam lasas la'ochiv, v'zman she'ochiv kayim. Only if the other fellow is still alive. If he's not alive anymore, then you don't give the punishment of kasher zamam. So we usually assume that that's called kasher zamam like kasher ras. So the Rambam writes that this din only applies to Misa, doesn't apply to Malkus. Let's say the witnesses testified falsely that the person ate chazer, and we gave him hasron, he deserves Malkus. So we already gave him the Malkus. After we administer the Malkus, then we're mazim the Eidim, and we have a discussion, should we give a punishment for kasher zamam? So the Rambam says, you do give the punishment of kasher zamam. So the Rabbi asks, but it's kasher zamam like kasher rasa. So that's a question, what's the answer on the Rambam? What happened to the Rambam?
He's still
so the answer, maybe the Rambam holds, it's ochiv. There is no such din kasher zamam like kasher rasa. According to the Rambam, maybe the whole din only is Ochib is much Ochib Kaim, he has to be alive. What if Bezin made a Gemar Din Lamisa and the guy gets a heart attack and he drops dead? We never gave the Oynish Kasher Rosa. He dies a natural death. So the Ragachava is of the opinion that's what the Ramam holds, Kasher Zomam. There is no Din of Kasher Zomam like Kasher Rosa. The Din is Ochib Kaim. Why should there be such a dim as mancha achiv kayom? So it could well be, that's a thesis later, it could well be, vasitzim loy kasher zomam lasas li achiv, that's a thesis chav besam and bes bigdi dachad v'avde dachad. So Tosfos has a discussion. Is there ever such a thing as misa lazeh? When a person is chai misa, it's misa l'shamayim. A man was mechal Shabbos. A man worships Avodah Zarah, even if he's baal eishes ish. The chi of misa is not to the husband, not that the husband is collecting the death penalty. It's misa l'shamayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, you're not allowed to be baal eishes ish. Misa is not, mamon is lazeh, the chi of mamon to a boss of Adam, Reuven or Shimon money. But misa is usually misa l'shamayim. But the Gemara talks about misa l'zeh. Where do you have misa l'zeh? So Tosfos says there are only two cases in Kol HaTarkula that are misa l'zeh. One is Tosfos has a chiddush is rotzeach, that when someone murders someone else, so it's considered as if we're collecting the death penalty on behalf of the dead man. The Gemara says, and if we acquit the murderer, if we decide that he's pater from the Einish Misa for some reason or another, so the Gemara says it's like a dinter and dini mominus, that if the nitva pays and the taver wins, and if the nitva doesn't pay, then the taver loses. If he wins, he loses. If he wins, he loses. They're two tzedakim. So the Gemara says if we acquit the murderer, is chayvsa de goel adam, means the goel adam lost out. And if we give the death penalty to the murderer, means the Goel Adam wins. As if there are two parties over here. The Goel Adam is coming to collect the death penalty on behalf of the man who was murdered. There's a Taveya and a Nitva, that's a Chiddush. There are two parties. Usually in Dinim Mamonos, there's a Taveya and a Nitva, the one who wants to collect the money and the one who's going to lose the money. And the Din is whoever is a Korif to the Baldin is Pasaleida. So let's say by a murderer. Someone is a relative of the person who's accused of murder. So relative, you can't accept the testimony. What if he's a relative of the person who's murdered? He's a relative man who's murdered. Is that called korev to the baldin? Or do you say no? He's not the baldin. He's dead. I did an aver. I murdered him. So I'm the baldovar. I'm the baldovar. But the one who was killed, he's the cheftza. I did the aver with him. Let's say I drive an automobile on Shabbos, and that's a malacha deraisa. So I get the death penalty. The witnesses who are coming to testify own the automobile. So they're kraven. Or the witnesses are related to the owner of the automobile. The automobile is the chepza with which I did the chilul Shabbos. The automobile is not a baldover. The people who own the automobile are not Bali Dvarim over here. So the same thing over here, just because someone is a relative of the Haruk makes him into a Korev to the Baldover, he's not a Baldover. So there are more quotes in Hilchas Eidus, there are more quotes and opinion from the Mordechai, no, that there are more quotes, Krovi HaHaruk Ksherim Lehoid Neged HaRetzeach. That is not a problem. And Tosfos holds not so. This Tosfos holds that by Retzeach, it's called Misa Lazeh. The Haruk is considered a Baldover, and the Gemara has the Lashon in Sanhedrin. If you'll acquit the Ratzeach, you'll pata him. So it's a din Torah like a Taven, and it's when the Gemara calls it Chayvsa de Goel Adam, means the Goel Adam lost the din Torah. As if there's a din Torah between the Goel Adam and the person who's accused of murder. So Tosfos says there are only two cases in Kol HaTarkula that there's what to discuss Misa Lazeh. One is by Ratzeach. The Ramah quotes the Mordechai not so. He says, Krovi ha-haruk, ksherem lohoid neged haretzeach, that the haruk is not a baldover. But the Tosfos quotes this one opinion that yes. Then the other case they quote is, Eidim zaymimim. Asisim lo kasher zamam lasas le'ochiv. We testified against you, that you deserve misa, you deserve malchus. So, and then, they're mazim us. We weren't even there, so they give us the punishments. So when the Bezin gives us the death penalty, the Bezin gives us Malchus, is considered as if the Malchus is collected by the person against whom we testified falsely. It's considered Misa Lazeh or Malchus Lazeh. The moment for sure is Lazeh, the moment you pay to the person. We want to be mafsid him $500,000, $500,000, whatever. So the witnesses, Shehuzmu, have to pay to him. The Sefer Yireim raises that question. Kasher Zamam, you have to pay money. Who says that you pay the money to the person against whom you testified? Maybe give the money to charity? How did the Tanoim know that you pay the money to the one against whom they testified? So the Yireim answers, that's what it says in the pasuk. Vasisim loy, kashazamam lasis liochiv. So he says, you don't read it, kashazamam lasis liochiv. You read it, vasisim loy liochiv, kashazamam lasis. You punish him, and the punishment is collected by Ochiv, by the one against whom they testify. The pasuk says Liochiv, the payment is Liochiv, and the Misa is Liochiv, and the Malkus is Liochiv. It's considered Misa Lazem. That's how the Tanoim knew that you pay the money to the man against whom he testified falsely, because it's considered Misa Lazem, and Mammon Lazem, and Malkus Lazem. So if you say it like that, that in Adam Zaymimim, it's considered as if the death penalty is being collected by the one against whom he testified, then the Ragat Shavar says the Rambam holds that there is no such din kashazam ala kashavas. Just as much Ochiv Kaya. Once he's not alive, he can't collect anything from the other guy. By Rotzeach, so the Torah says the Goel Adam comes and he represents the Horuk and he collects the death penalty on behalf of the Horuk. But by Edim Zemimim, the person against whom he testified has to be alive and kicking, and it's considered as if he collects the money. And even if he died a natural death, let's say they testified falsely that he owes $1 million, and then he gets a heart attack and he dies, and then we're mazim the edim, so there wouldn't be any din of kashzamam over there because he's not alive, and there is no institutional gal adam who can represent him to be tabe on his behalf. Fellow has to be alive. But there is no such din, according to the Rambam, that's what the Raga Chava learns. There is no such din of Kasha Zama like Kasha Rasa.
Isn't that a little hard to say in the Rambam? Because the Rambam brings on in Hilkos Eidos this din of Kasha Zama below Asa, and then he brings the Kal Chomer that you can't learn from a din by Misa. Doesn't he seem to use a Lashon? I don't even know if he says the word Hachi.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Rab Chaim in his Sefer has a very fancy pilpul on this to distinguish between Misa and Malkus. Why the Rambam holds by Misa Kashizam Avalai Kashirasa if he's dead, and by Malkus even after Loku Lokim, even after they gave the Malkus, you still give the Malkus. Rab Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't really right that they printed that. They shouldn't have printed that. The Torah is not so strong. So very strange. He says that when you give the death penalty, that's called kasherasa. But if you give malchus, and it turns out the whole thing was shaloi kedin, that's just called hakor b'yamo. That's not called malchus. And you give the death penalty, the guy didn't deserve it. That's called death penalty. Why? The whole thing was a mistake. The whole gemar din was an error. So it's also not a kiyam oinish. So nothing should be kasherasa. It's a difficult comment that they wrote up in the name of Rab Chaim. So the Raga Chava gave that pshat. Others disagree. They say, no, the Rambam also holds as a din of Kasher Rasa. Why not by Malkus is problematic. Yeah. So there are really three different opinions. The Rambam holds only Kasher Rasa, like Kasher Rasa, only by Misa. By Malkus, Loko Lokim. Tosis holds by Misa and by Malkus as a din Kasher Rasa, like Kasher Rasa. But by Mammon, there's no such din. You don't apply Kasher Rasa, like Kasher Rasa to Mammon. And on Perikeskes Habatim, you have on the side of the Rif on Baba Basra, here you have the Nemukhi Yosef. So there also, usually you have the Ran, and on some of the Mesichtas, you have the Nemukhi Yosef. So the Nemukhi Yosef quotes the Ritva over there. The Ran never quotes the Ritva. Probably didn't have a Ritva. But the Nemukhi Yosef, every so often, will quote a Ritva. So he quotes a Ritva on a Mishnah of Kasha Zamam. If three sets of witnesses join together, and they said the man was living on the karka for 3 years, he has a cheskes habatim, and he claims he was living there for 3 years, and he bought the karka, and it's his. And then all of the edim were huzmu. Another pair of edim come and they say, "Man hayisim," they're all lying, and it comes out that they were trying to steal the karka from the rightful owner, from the morakama, the one who really owns the karka. So the Mishnah says, "Vehein meides achas la'zam." If he mazim all of them, they pay kasher zamam. So he quotes the Ritva that there's a din of Kasher Zama like Kasher Rasa even by Mammon. It even applies to Mammon. That's the third sheet. So why does Tosis hold the middle sheet? It doesn't apply to Mammon. So this is Tosis that because Efshe b'chazor can always undo the psak. Therefore, Efshe b'chazor. So what? Once he gave the death penalty, once he gave Malkus, he can't undo it. But by Mammon, you can undo it. So what? But Lemais is kasher rasa. So why don't you say it's not kasher zamam, it's kasher rasa? So where Naftali Trapp has a famous explanation here. You gotta review the Masechta of the first Paragamakas to see whether it's correct or not. He thinks that maybe the Pshat and the Pasuk is Bezin only has the right to mimikabalatis if it's relevant. Let Adam come to Bezin is sitting and waiting for customers to come. Anybody have a dintura? A guy comes, two witnesses come that want to testify. The sun is shining outside and the weather is not bad. That's not a Kabbalah Sadis. What kind of Kabbalah Sadis is that? So let's say later there'll be a din Torah and someone says I sold them some merchandise and it was pouring and the merchandise got ruined. So the question was, it pouring? So if the witnesses will come after there'll be a din Torah and they'll say the sun was shining, it wasn't raining, then it may be relevant to show that someone's telling a lie. But they didn't come and they tell us the weather is beautiful outside and not so cold and the sun is shining, it's totally irrelevant now. So that's a din dover v'leichatzi dover. Adam have to say, I go to say it has to be relevant. If at the time the Adam give, I go to say this, the whole story is irrelevant. It's a half a story. The only Torah I'm telling a half a story, and it's irrelevant. So then you have no right to mimikabel such a. So that's what Rav Naftali Trapp says. If witnesses testified, and we already gave the death penalty, so it can't be reversed. You can't bring the guy back if he would have the ability to do Tchias HaMesim. We'll be Mekabel the Adam who are Mazim, the first pair. We'll bring the guy back from the dead. We can't do Tchias HaMesim. If the Bezma have the ability, then there wouldn't be a din, a Kasher Zama, like Kasher Rasa. The Adis would be relevant. The guy's dead, so what's the relevance is he want to give a punishment, Kasher Zama. So no, the punishment of Kasher Zama is only as a side effect. First, you have to be mekabelate is to reverse the psak. But if the psak can't be reversed, they already gave him the death penalty, they gave him the malchus. So there's no such thing as being mekabelate is only for the purpose of giving kasher zama. Has to be a mekabelate is to reverse the psak. So a mammon, you can be mekabelate is to reverse the psak. Let him give back the money. So therefore, there's no din of kasher zama like kasher zama. So you have to chazer the first perik and malchus to see whether it's correct or not.
Rabbi, like the suggestion last time, when someone of the Talmidim said that they could be Makabel the Edus to ruin the Nemudis in the first Adam. And then once the Nemudis is ruined, then you could say that it's relevant.
Yeah, that's a good kasha. That's a good kasha also. Unless you say that Eidzamim Chirishu. The fact that we passed the first Adam late is the Gemara has Machlekes Abai V'Rove. That's one of the six cases where we pasken like Abaye B'Alkegam. Eidzamim the mafreh hu nifsom. So Rabbah holds Eidzamim is only mikan al haba hu nifsom. The Eidzamim, let's say the witnesses testified on some Gedalia that the fella murdered someone on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we're mazim the witnesses today. We're mazim them today. So the Mishnah assumes that they become postulators. Eidzamim is postulators. From what time on does it become postulators? Starting from today on. They claim they came on some Gedalia and they testified falsely. So did they become postulators from the moment of Hazoma on, today, from the end of Cheshvan, or from the time they gave the Haggadah Zedis, or they claim that he murdered the guy on Rosh Chodesh Elul, maybe all the way back to Mafreyah Nifsom? So that's out of the question. Nobody holds like that. They don't become postulators, Miller Mafreya. Maybe you should say, we consider it as if they did what he said they did. So the Adam claimed that he murdered the guy on Rosh Chodesh Elul. We consider it as if they murdered the guy on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So we don't say it like that. The only Machlokes Abai V'Rava is, did they become postulators, Lim Mafreya, as of some Gedalia, because that's when they gave Eid Sheker. What do you say? Only Mikan Labo. So Rava says Mikan Labo. So one of the explanations, Mar has two explanations. So one explanation for Rav is Min HaTorah, he really agrees with Abaye. Eizamim L'mafreihu Nifsol. Rav holds he make a takanim at the Rabbanim if they say that the Lekuchas. Nobody knew the guy was postulatus until today. Now it's Igloy Milson L'mafreya. He gave Eid Sheker a month ago and some Kedalia. So all the shtaris that he signed in between are going to be puzzled. You're going to ruin the whole world of business. down the whole world of real estate. The guy sold the karkoes, and then the whole Kenya wasn't chal because the Edom apostle ate it. So they made a takana de rabban. So that's one explanation. The rabbi is then mekanal habo and ipsal is takana de rabban, and the Torah rabbi really agrees with that bai. But then the other explanation in the Gemara is no, the rabbi is saying a din deraisa. It's zami mekanal habo and ipsal because it's a chiddush. Ve'en lech ba'el chidushin. Mishas chidusha v'yelach. What do you mean it's a chiddush? That we really, it's trey u'trey. It's their word against their word. The first two witnesses say they were there. And the second pair of witnesses say the first pair are lying. So my chos is the tzai's lying, the tzai's lying. Why do you believe the second pair? Maybe you should leave the first pair. So it's really a chiddush. So when it comes to a chiddush, when the Torah has, a chiddush means an exception to the rule. The rule is that trey is a suffix. You don't know who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. See, here the Torah has an exception to the rule that we follow the second cut. So that's the question, what's the nature of the chiddush? Does the Torah tell me we believe the second pair of witnesses? If we believe them, the nature of the chiddush is they have their manas, and the first group, the first two, don't have their manas. So if the second pair have their manas, so the first pair gave Eid Sheker a month ago, so the first pair should be Pasul and Mafreya. So Rabbi holds that's not the nature of the chiddush, not that we believe the second pair. We still don't know who's telling the truth, the first pair, the second pair. It's only a din hanhoget. Torah says you should be nohag according to the second pair. So whatever you have, din hanhoget, so that's only mikan lahabo. So that's what Rabbi holds. It's only a din hanhoget, and the din hanhoget are only mikan lahabo. So that's the question, what point does Abai dispute? So the Nesivus assumes that Abaye, Nesivus argues with the Tur over here. The Tur writes both in his commentary on Chumash and in the Tur Choshe Mishpat. He says that Abaye disagrees fundamentally with Rabbi Hose Zamim is not a Chiddush. And he gives a whole logical explanation why the second pair are believed and the first pair is not believed. The first pair are Bali Dvarim. So they can't say about themselves they were there in Philadelphia. The second pair are not Bali Dvarim. They're giving Haggadah say this on the Gufam of the first pair. So the second Adam and not Bali Dvarim, so they are believed. So according to the Tur, Abai disagrees fundamentally with Rabbi Hose Zamim. It's not a Chiddush. It's understandable. It's not really Trey. It's not an exception to the rule. It doesn't break the rule of Trey. My Chos is the Taislani, the Taislani. And the Nesibit disagrees with the Tur. He thinks that that's not correct. Even Abai agrees with the Rabbi Hose Zamim is a Chiddush. Abai just disagrees with Rabbi, holds what's the nature of the Chiddush? Whereas Rabbi says the nature of the Chiddush is that it's only a din hanhogim and noyig according to the second pair, but we really don't know who's telling the truth. Maybe the first pair is telling the truth, but the Torah tells us to be noyig according to the second pair. So Abai holds it's not a din hanhogim, it's the Torah gives nemanis to the second pair. Torah gives nemanis, so it's a gloy muslim afreya that the first pair gave Eid Sheker on some Gedal, he said they should be postulators from that time on. So that's how do we get involved over here? Yeah,
because that answers maybe this it doesn't be relevant if it's for it to ruin them.
If it's only a din hanhogev, so it's not that the second pair I really believe to postulate the first day. It's a din you punish the first pair. It's a din hanhogev. You punish them, even though you don't know who's telling the truth. And also that you passel them. It can't be that you give them a punishment, you don't passel them. But the whole thing is a chiddush, really. So it could be that for the same reason, you can't, just like you can't have a Kabbalah Seder for the sole purpose of giving Kashazam, maybe you can't have a Kabbalah. If Adam come and they say the guy robbed the bank, so Adam come and they say the guy ate chaza, so then we believe the Adam. That's a bira. But if Adam come and they say, Man HaYisem, is their word against their words, and maybe that's not, you can't say we're Mekabel Eidus of the Mezimim first Eidim. That's a question, is that true or is that not true? In any case of Kasha Zaman, Kasha Rasa, would you say we believe the second pair of Eidim to passel the first pair? You say no, Kasha Zaman, like Kasha Rasa, you don't punish the first pair and you don't passel them Eidus either. That's a big shaila.
I think Rav Naftali in that piece says that if you say it's a chiddush, then there's no, why would you ever be mechalik between mamon and misa? Just Pateri says kasher zamam, and that's across the board. It's a chiddush. It's only a chiddush. It's chiddush everywhere. There's no reason to be mechalik between mamon and misa.
why is there no reason to be mechalik? There is a reason to be mechalik.
It's not a chiddush. There's no reason. But once it's a chiddush, the whole thing's a chiddush in the first place. So I don't know why I should pick and choose where they believe about what.
I don't know. Anyway, these are the three opinions. The Rambam seems so kazamala kasheras only by misa, and the Ragan Shabbos says because he doesn't believe in the whole din of kazamala kasheras. It's only a din of achid kayim. And then others add on, if the fellow gets a heart attack, it wasn't osa. He gets a heart attack and he drops dead, also there would be a din. It's not achiv kayim, because it's a misa lazeh. And the second opinion is that by misa and malchus, there's a din kashram la kashras, but not by mammon, because you can reverse efshah b'chazar. And third opinion is the muki yosef, and cheska sabbatim b'shem, sandaf nun vav and cheska sabbatim b'shem, the ritva, it's in the chidusha ritva, and Baba Basa, that you apply kashram la kashrasa even to mammon. Yeah.
The corner of the Pelik Shrub, what about after the Gemara Din? I mean, after the Gemara Din before the punishments have it out, the Adas is still doing something. So wouldn't we say that the punishment that we should still apply the rule of Adas element there? I mean, shouldn't we? After the Gemara Din.
The punishment of kashram is only after Gemara Din. Before Gemara Din, there is no punishment.
It's only after. Okay.
Only if Nigma din apiyim, that's the Mishnah.
So, but you should still get a punishment after. We should still say that the second kot is able. We should still say that they're believed after the second, because they're still doing something. They're still being effective after. They're still getting the guy off the hook. I mean when they come in after the Mardin before the punishment is actually handed out, they're getting the guy off the hook.
That's the only time you have kashizam. Before Gemar Din, there is no punishment of Kashizam. Only Mishnah Gemar Din Apim. That is correct. Only Mishnah Gemar Din Apim. The Gemara has a suggestion over here. The Gemara is explaining, how come the Mishnah only has Arba Avos Nezikin? How come Rav Boshi has 13 Avos Nezikin? How come Rav Priya has 24 Avos Nezikin? Why did Rav Priya leave out Moisim Rafagel? So the Gemara gives you, he's listing this, he's listing that. And then the Gemara says, Limut Moshe Mefagel. Why? Because Moser is Bidibura Loikamaira. We're talking about a case when he's Mazik Bidam, not Ayide Dibur. What about Edim Zaymim Dibura? And for the Gemara, no, it's Dibura Rachmana Karya Maisim. What do you mean, Dibura Rachmana Karya Maisim? So we suggested, based on the Gemara in the beginning of Tmura, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim and a machlekes abyechna veishlokish. That's rare. Machlekes amaroim, which tana to paskan like? Usually machlekes amaroim, some original machlekes. Once in a while you have a machlekes amaroim, which tana to paskan like? Okay. So the Gemara has a machlekes. All the rules of Malkus are learned out from Losach's Moshe Bedisha. Because in Chumash Dvarim, we darshan smuchim. So the parsha that says Vayon bin Hakosa Rasha, Pila Shofar Kolafanik Devishasim Mitzvah, but the parsha that says you administer Malkus is written right next to the pasuk Lo Sachsam Shabbadisha. So Lo Sachsam Shabbadisha is the paradigm. That's the dogma for Malkus. So you have to have a dumya the lab da chasima. Any aver that you do that's similar to the lab Lo Sachsam Shabbadisha gets Malkus. If it's not dumya, not. So this is a machlokes hatanaim. In the third parak in Makis, to what extent does it have to be dumid alab da chasim? So there's a machlekes of what's the din of alab shem b'mais? Loikim olav or ain loikim olav? So we pass an ain loikim olav. So that same machlekes hatanaim is a machlekes hamaraim in the beginning of Tmura and in Makis and other mesichtas, but alab shem b'mais loikim olav ain loikim olav. So we pass an alab shem b'mais ain loikim olav. What about chasama bekol v'hinhiga bekol? A person violated losachsim shabedishoy by screaming at the animal. He never muzzled the animal. He didn't put a muzzle on the animal. He just screamed. So usually dibur is considered a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. So should you say chasama bekol is ain't a loike? So Rabbi Yechanan argues with Reish Lakish about that. He holds chasama bekol, or if you're manik bekelayim. It says lo sachresh b'shor v'chamor yachtov, and not only lo sachresh, you're not allowed to have a shor v'chamor doing some malocha together. Let's say he's manik b'kalayim, has a shor v'chamor pulling his wagon. So it's also, and he whips, he takes the whip and he makes them both go. Shavar Hamar, so he's in violation of Lasachrish B'Shavar Hamar Yachta. So what if he's Manik B'Kalai Ma'yidei Amira? Chasame B'Kol Vein Higa B'Kol. He has the Kilayim pull his wagon by screaming at them. Or he violates Lasachs M'Shavadisha by screaming at the animal gets frightened and it does nibble on the food that it's doing the work on. So Rabbi Yechanan says that Yoloike. Hakam he says that Yoloike. So Magid Mishnah has a different explanation than the Rambam, but Tosfos says that since he accomplished the result, the horse and the cow pulled the wagon, they pulled the wagon together. So whenever you have Isavid Bei Maisa, the Dibur brought about a certain result, that's called Yesh Ba Maisa. Where did he get such an idea from? So they got the idea from the Gemara beginning of Temura. The Gemara in Temura quotes that Alav Shem Amaisa Ein Loikem Molav Chutz, except for three cases. What are the three cases? Nishba Meimar Amikal Chaver B'Shem. I curse someone else B'Shem Hashem, I get Malkus. That's Alav Shem Amaisa. Person swears a Shua Sheker. He swears that he swears that it's raining now. That's a Shua Shov. Everybody sees it's not raining. Or he swears that it was raining yesterday. The guy just came in from Toronto. He doesn't know what the weather was yesterday, whether the sun was shining, it was raining. And I swear to him, a Shua Sheker. If I swear it's raining now and he sees that it's not true, that's a Shua Shov. It's a dead giveaway that it's not true. If I swear something he doesn't know, whether it's true or it's not true, and happens that it's not true, that's a Shua Sheker. So the Gemara says, Nishba and Meimer, one who says Harezu Tachazu, he violates Temura. Nishba Meimer, Kal Chaver B'Shem are the three exceptions to the rule that Olav Shem Amaisa is Loikim Olam. So Rabbi Yechanan tells the Tana, the Amora who's reciting this Brisa, they used to call him a Tana. Tana means a Tana who lived in the days of the Tanoim. A Tana is a person who lives in the Tekuvas Amoraim, whose job it is to rattle off Brisas. They used to recite Brisas. So Rabbi Yechanan tells the Tana, Leitisni Meimer. There's a mistake in your brisa. There aren't three exceptions to the rule, only two, because Oisa Temura came in the Bedibura Savin Maisa, because he says Arezu Tachazu, so the Temura is Chal, and now you have to be Makrivit on the Mizbech. The Temura is Chal. So since the Temura is Chal, it brings about a result, so that's called Alav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So that's how Tosfos interprets by Chasome Bekol and Higa Bekol. Why does Rabbi Yechanan say Yoloike? Shouldn't it be Alav Shem Amaisa? So the Magid Mishnah gives a different explanation. But Tosfos claims the reason why, because B'dibur is Sabed Maisa. So Tosfos said the same is true regarding Edim Zemimim. They say Edim Zemimim are only punished with an Einesh if it was Nigmar Din Al Pihem. So they only did Dibur, they just gave a speech, but their speech brought about, caused that the Bezin should make a Gemar Din based on the drosha that they gave, based on the Agadah Zedis that they gave. So just like Temura is called Alav Sheyesh Bo Maisa because B'dibur is Avid Maisa, and Chasame B'Kol Ben Higa B'Kol is called Alav Sheyesh Bo Maisa because it brought about a result. The animal was restrained from nibbling, and the two animals, Shavach Hamor, pulled the wagon. So too, by Edim Zaymim is considered a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa because B'dibur is Avin Maisa, the Bezim made the Gemar Din based on the false testimony of the Edim. So it could be that that's the Pasha Pshat what the Gemara says over here. Gemara asks, Edim Zaymim, isn't it Ein Bo Maisa? And you say the earlier Tanaim didn't want to list off Moser because they don't want to talk about a case that's Ein Bo Maisa. And for the Gemara, no, Edim Zaymim is Dibur, the Isbe Maisa. Rachmana Kariya Maisa. Why is Rachmana Kariya Maisa? Because B'dibur is Sabed Maisa. Because the only time you give a punishment is if it's Nigma Din Apim. So Nigma Din Apim, that's called the Izbe Maisa. Could be that that's what the Gemara means. There's a machloikas between the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah and the Ramban and his commentary on Chumash. Ramban often disagrees with the Rambam, but with great respect. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he disagrees a lot, but he always has very great respect for the Rambam. And a few times in his commentary on Chumash, the Rambam will quote the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, and he'll, with big respect, the Mor Nebuchim, and then he'll disagree with him. So the Rambam comes to explain why the Shimon v'Levi have the right to wipe out the whole city Shechem. They murder all the people in the city. What do they make a massacre for? So the Rambam explains, because all the people in the city violated Dinim. Dinim is one of the seven mitzvahs ben enoch. But the Zohar Gelev Ashur Chazdomim, Gezel, Dinim, and Eiv Merachai. So Dinim is one of the seven mitzvahs, and Dinim requires that they should set up a court system and they should judge the people who are criminals. So over here, Shechem ben Hamor raped a girl and they let him get away with it. The court system, either there was no court system or the court system made an exception to the rule, because he was a Korav Lamalchus, Shechem ben Hamor, because his father was Hamor. So that's why they didn't punish him. So the Rambam holds that even though they violated the Aver of Dinim, Meshevi Altasa, they didn't violate the Kumbas, it was a Lav Shem B'Maisa, the Rambam says nonetheless they deserve the death penalty. That's how the Rambam writes regarding B'nai Keturah. The Rambam's opinion, Gemara said B'nai Keturah, Avraham Avinu had to be Mal B'nai Keturah, even though they're not Jewish. Avraham Avinu was Mal Yishmael, even though he wasn't Jewish. He was Mal B'nai Keturah, even though they weren't Jewish. So the Rambam understands that not only the original B'nai Keturah, the initial eight B'nai Keturah, not only they needed Mila, like Rashi, the initial ones, throughout all the generations, those who are descendants from B'nai Keturah, are mechuyev to be Mal their children. And Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, and Shagasari has an essay, he doesn't think that the Rambam makes any sense at all. The Goyim only have seven mitzvah. How can you say that B'nai Keturah have a chiyuv of Bris Mila? He thinks it's only Avraham Avinu is b'chuyev to be mal his children, the original first generation of B'nai Keturah, not Bizman Hazeh. So the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes even Bizman Hazeh, those who are descendants of the B'nai Keturah have to practice Bris Mila. And now we don't know who's B'nai Keturah, who's not. All the Arabs are all mixed in together. So you hold the Safik Deraisa Luchumer even applies to the B'nai Noach. All the Arabs are above the Safik. Any Arab who's a Safik, maybe he's from the B'nai Keturah, is Mukhayyab to be Mal himself. But the Rambam says, Safik the Fashas Lahakil. Since all the Arabs today are only Mukhayyab to be Mal because they're a Safik, maybe they're B'nai Keturah. So if they weren't Mal, we wouldn't give them the death penalty. That's how the Rambam writes. And this is really a big Kiddush. You say, Azurasam Zuli Misasam, if the B'nai Noach violate Gezel, let's say. If a Jew violates Gezel, he doesn't get the death penalty. You make him pay back the money. Make him pay kefal dollar day, okay? But he doesn't deserve the death penalty. If a nochi violates gezel, benoch is neragal pachas mishavaputa. He deserves the death penalty, even if he stole less than the shavaputa. But what if the nochi violated a mitzvah sesei? He violated a mitzvah b'shev al tase. He just sat back, and he didn't perform the bris milah that he was supposed to do. So the Rambam says, if it would have been a vaday, the he's from the B'nai Keturah, he would have been chayiv misa, even though the avera that he does in b'shevi al tasa, he didn't do anything wrong. Mikum b'yasei, he didn't commit a crime. It's an act of omission. He omitted. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah that he was supposed to do. So the Rambam holds, if it would have been a vaday, they would have gotten a death penalty. Azurasim zui misasim. So the Ramban disagrees with all of this, and the Ramban says no, that dinim doesn't mean that they deserve the death penalty if they don't see to it that justice is meted out, the punishment is given to the criminals. Ramban thinks that dinim just means that they have to observe, they have to have a legal system. They have to have a legal system. And if they violate the legal system, then let's say if they steal from someone, okay, that's gezel. But they have to set up a legal system. There should be laws covering all the cases. So the Ramban writes, and Parsa Vayishlach, when he quotes the Rambam from the Mishnah Torah and he disagrees, he says, Dina means that the Bnei Noach have to observe all the 24 Avos Nezikin, all the Chavtalot Avos Nezikin. So we mentioned there is a Gemara in Chulin, towards the end of Chulin, where the Gemara has a Lashon that there are 30 mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So Rashi writes on the Gemara, he doesn't know what the 30 mitzvahs Bnei Noach are. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that has the Sugya Bnei Noach, around Daf Nun Ches, Bnei Noach, Daf Nun Ches, Nun Tes, Daf Samach, only has Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Then another three or four where there's no death penalty. But where do you come up to say there are 30 Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? So in the back of the Gemara, I think the Maratz Chayis has this Charifus, that the Ramban writes that Dinim includes all the Choftal, Rovus, Nezikin, so a Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and one of them means 24. So the 24 and 6 is 30. So those are the Shloshim Mitzvahs Beninach. So this is really, it's a Harifus, but it's not accurate. Because when the Ramban writes, the Ramban is not Meduik there. The Ramban writes that the Bnei Noach have to observe all the 24 Avos Nezik and says, Oinus HaMafatam Oitzi Shemra. So that part of the Ramban is very difficult. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, B'mora Nitztavu Al Adinim. Before Maimon Harsina, when the Jewish people were traveling to come to Harsina, in the middle of the, it took 7 weeks from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Maimon Harsina. So in the middle of the 7 weeks, they stopped off in Mora, and the Gemara says that the Mitzvah of Shabbos, the Psukim say, Mitzvah of Shabbos was given b'mora. So the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, Shom, Sam Lachok HaMishpat, Visham Niso, that b'mora nitztavu al adinim. The Jews were given all the dinim in Mora. The Gemara says, what do you mean the Jews were given? Before they became Jewish, they were chayv dinim as one of the Shevet Mitzvah Benach. So what changed all of a sudden now? So the Gemara says a few differences. So one difference is knosis, that the Nochrim, the Bnei Noach, only have the din of Mammon. They don't have kefil dalabeh oynus and mefatim oitzi shemer. That's a knos that they don't have. And the Jews were given dini knosis in Mora. So you see beferish from the Gemara that the knosis don't apply to the Bnei Noach. And the Gemara says over here the reason why the first Tana only had 13 and he didn't have 24. Because the 13 are all mammon and 24 include knosis. So the Gemara says, "Beferish, it can't be." The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Can't be that the guy machayb in all 24." The reason why the first Tana Rav Moshe didn't list 24, he didn't want to list off knas and knas the guy manat mechuyev. So it can't be that the Ramban is to be taken literally, that the mechuyev to observe all the 24 of his nezik. We mentioned there's a famous difficult shuvah by the Ramo. Ramo's cousin lived in Italy and he went b'shutfus with a non-Jew to reprint the Rambam. The old Rambams were out of print, so he printed a Rambam. And another Goyish printer realized this is a bestseller. This Rambam is going to make a lot of money. So he also decided to print the Rambam and to charge less than the Maram Padua. His name was Maram Katzenellenbogen, I think. But he lived in Padua, so he's known as Maram Padua. He was not a Sephardi. He was a cousin of the Ramo. He was an Ashkenazi. So the Maram Padua sent a letter to his cousin, to the Ramo, lived in Krakow. That's in Poland, not in Italy. Can he write a tshuva supporting me? That no one should buy the other guy's Rambams until I sell all of my Rambams. So the Ramo wrote a tshuva. I wasn't there, I don't know. I thought it's a little unfair. He doesn't write in the tshuva that it's his cousin. He doesn't disclose it. Maybe everybody knew that they were cousins, I don't know. So he gives six or seven different reasons why no one's allowed to buy the guy's Rambam before the Maram Padua sells out all of his copies of the Rambam. So he gives different reasons. So one reason he gives is that the Maram Padua's Rambam has Haggadahs on the bottom by the Maram Padua, and the one that the second Goy printed doesn't have any Haggadahs. And the Gemara has it then, Al Tashkim Olecha Avlo, you're not allowed to have in your home a Sefer Shein Emuga. So the Rambam, which doesn't have the Haggadahs of the Maram Padua, is considered a Sefer Shein Emuga. So that's a little bit of a joke. If you know what the Haggadahs of the Maram Padua are, the Haggadahs here on the bottom of the page, most of the pages you don't have anything. Sometimes on the bottom of the page he tells you where the tour is and where the smag is on the same thing. Nobody even looks at that. But sometimes he tells you in the Venice edition, but Tfus Venice, it's a different gear, it has a different word. So this is called the text of the Rambam. We don't even look on that bottom line. We looked at Kesem Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, Mishlam Melech. Once in a while you look in the Migdal Lois. Whoever looks in the tiny letters on the bottom, nobody even knows that it's there. So he writes that that's the old Rambams that don't have the Haggadahs of the Maram Padua is considered Sefer Shein Emuga. So it's very, a little bit humorous. It's called the Sefer Shein Emuga. Then he says there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that says, in the second parak in Bava Basra, if two Fulabrush men come to the community, They're going, knocking on the door, going from door to door to sell whatever, toothpaste, cosmetics, whatever they're selling, junk, they're knocking on the doors. So one of them is a Talmid Chacham, one of them is a plain, poshut person. So the one is a Talmid Chacham, if he'll sell all of his merchandise that he wants to sell in the city, he'll have time to sit and learn. The other guy's not going to learn Ben Kovako. So the Gemara says, if one of them is a Talmid Chacham, Naktina Leishuka. The din requires you have to let him sell his merchandise first, so you shouldn't have to waste the whole day dealing in business. He'll be able to have free time in order to learn. So the other merchant is obligated to let the Talmid Chacham sell his merchandise first, and only after that can he step in and start selling what he has to sell. So this din appears in Chosh Mishpah. What's the basis of the din? To encourage Talmid Chachamim, to give him time that he should sit and learn. So the Ramah writes that the Bnei Noach have to observe, he quotes in Rabban Chumash, that the Bnei Noach dinim requires that they have to observe all the 24 of Nezikin, so he broadens it out. We said that the Ramban has to be Eina Meduyak, because Lav Dafke, it can't be all 24, because some of the 24 Kefa Dalabei Oynes Mefata Motzi Shemra is a Knas, and he doesn't have to pay Knas, that's a Gemara. So the Ramah broadens it out, he says, everything that's in Chosh Mishpat, the Goyim have to observe. They have no right to make up their own dinim. Most assume not like the Ramban. They have a right to make up their own legal system. Ramban holds not so. They have to follow everything that it says in Chosh Mishpah. But even this din really belongs in Yerideya. Talmid Chacham have to learn, and the non-learners have to see to it that they let the Talmid Chachamim learn. So everyone should support the Talmid Chacham. They should let him sell his merchandise first. So when he'll have extra time at the end of the day, he won't have to waste so much time going around from house to house. He'll sell all as much as I'll be able to learn. So that din should really be placed in Yerideya, where they have Hilchas Talmud Torah, and then it has the dinim of supporting Hachzokas HaTorah. You should help other people who, I don't want to learn. I should help the guy who does want to learn. I should enable him that he should have free time to learn. So B'mikre happens that din was printed in Chosh Mishpat. So the Ramah says, the Goyim have to follow every single din that appears in Chosh Mishpat, even the dinim that are not really Nezikin. It's really a Yerideya Dikah din. It's a din of Isa V'Heter. So why do the Goyim, just because it's printed in Chosh Mishpat, just because they made a mistake and they put it in the wrong place?
Why is it even shy after bringing Bnei Noach here if it's a din in the buyers? Who cares if this other printer's a non-Jew? We're talking about a chiyuv of a buyer to support a Talmid Chacham rather than someone who wasn't learning. So why is he even shocked to get
this finished? A good question. Why did he have to go so far to say that the second Goyish printer is not allowed to sell, even if he is allowed to sell, but you're not allowed to buy? Should have said like that. Good taina, yeah.
It is in Yerideya.
Also?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's also in Chosh Mishpat. Okay. So because it happens to be B'mikre, they happen to put in Chosh Mishpat, so the Ramos says the Goyim are mechuyev to observe it. But it really belongs only in Yerideya. It doesn't really belong in Chosh Mishpat. So that's a very questionable Ramos. He has a whole bunch of reasons, one after the other, after the other. Why are mechuyev to let Maran Padua with his Goyish Shutev, he also had a Goyish Shutev, why are mechuyev to let them sell out all of their copies and only afterwards does the second non-Jewish printer have the right to sell his? So that's the question. When you have Choftal Rabbis Nezikin, do they really all Choftal Rabbis Nezikin apply to the Umas Olam? Everything is included in Dinim.
Rebbe, is it a chova or a mitzvah for Cheskes HaTorah according to the Ramah?
I think we assume it's an obligation. Even the Chofetz Chaim has an essay, you shouldn't think in error that the mitzvah to be machzik Torah is for those who don't learn, so second best is you should support those who are learning. You should donate money to help the yeshivas. But if you yourself learn, so I don't need something bimkom that. So the Chofetz Chaim says it's not true, even if the person sits and learns all day long, if he has money, he has a mitzvah to be machzik Talmid Chacham. Hachzakas HaTorah is not as a substitute for Talmud Torah, it's an addition to Talmud Torah. Everybody has to learn and everybody has to be Machzik Torah. So that's really an issue that the Dikah did. That shouldn't apply to the Nochrim. So the Ramos says that since it's in Chosh Mishpat, So it's considered dinim, so it's included in the dinim. So very difficult. So
I have a mitzvah to learn what they have to know. They don't have a mitzvah.
Yeah, they have to learn the dinim that apply to them. Yeah, so just like women are part of Talmud Torah, right. But the dinim that they have to know, they're mechuyev. The dinim the women have to observe, they have to know Hilchos Shabbos in order to know how to observe Hilchos Shabbos. The women are mechuyev to learn Torah as a hechsher mitzvah to enable them to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpocha and Gezel. They shouldn't violate Gezel and so on. So the goyim also have an obligation to learn the seven mitzvahs they do. They should know how not to violate their mitzvahs. Yeah, they have to learn to the extent that it's necessary to know how not to violate the dinim. That is correct. Yeah. The Gemara listed off the Abba Shomrim. Then we're listing off Tanur Abba Shosh Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin. So four Abba Avos Nezikin in Mishnah. Then another four Shemachinim Hashom Neses Sachav Asocher. The Abba Shomrim. Then you have the Chamish Dvarim Nezik Tzari Pishavis and Boishes. So 4 and 4 is 8, and then the Chamish Dvarim is 13. So we had the Minchas Chinah pointed out. Why is it, the Gemara says, why are these all called Ovis? Some of them are not in Chumash at all. Rashi, the opening Rashi said, that it's only called Ovis if it's Beferish in Chumash. Ovis Karan Hanach Tichsin Beg Kroa Behedya. Whatever is explicit in Chumash is Ovis. Whatever is a Mamatzino, I told us. But you can't say that everything is Ovis. The Gemara says, some of them are not Chayb Menatar, Metamem, Damem, and Asach is only Medirabban. So the Gemara says, we're using the Lashon Ovis as a Lashon Mushal. What we mean to say is that you collect Meitav. Kulan Kovas, the Shalami Meitav. So it's clear in the Gemara that the Shomer, the Abba Shomer, when they have to pay, when the Shemachinim has to pay for Pshia, Shemasach has to pay for Gnei Vaveda, the Shom has to pay for Onsin, so he has to pay from Meitav. So we assume the Halacha that the Bachayim doesn't pay Meitav. Bachob Menator only collected was a Machloikis and Gittin on Daf Memtes, so they accepted there were three different opinions. We had on the next Daf, where was it? I think on Daf on Daf Zion or something. The Feinayim quoted the Rishalmi that there's a Tana quoted by the Rishalmi that Beninus is Menator. So the Bavli doesn't even have such an opinion. Bavli just has in Gittin Daf Memtes two opinions, whether the Baal Cheb starts off as Idis and you knock it down to Beninus. This is quoted the reason why, or the accepted sheet is that it starts with Ziburis and the Rabbanim elevated it to Beninus. So if you have such and Menchas Chinuch, if you have such a big Zereshava Tachas and Sini and Shalom Kesa, why didn't they see fit that the Zereshava should cover Baal Chayb also? So the Menchas Chinuch is explained because Baal Chayb is his Chaybis Midas and all the others are not. So that's interesting. The Abba Shemim is not his Chaybis Midas. We said yesterday, Hashemir Aveda, the Torah imposes the Chiyav Panim. He doesn't even want to pick up the Aveda. Torah imposes you have to pick it up and you have to become a Hashemir Bal Korchacha, whether you like it or not. That's why there was one version later in Perek HaKoinis, Machlekes Rabba Rav Yosef, the Hashemir Aveda is Dinik Yishamachinim Hashemir Socher. So Rav Yosef says Dinik Yishamachinim Hashemir Socher. So one version in the Gemara, the Osamech thought that that was added on by the Rabbanus of Arai. He thought the real reason is proof to the Rav Yosef. But printed in the Gemara, you have this additional reason, because Rachmana Shabde, since the Torah imposes the Chiyuv on the Shomer Aveda that he has to watch, the Torah imposes to the maximum. Maximum, you can't make, say the Shomer Aveda becomes like a Shoel Chayv Yonson, it doesn't correspond to anything. It's not Kol Anoa Shalom. So the maximum means you make him Chayv even in Gnei Aveda. So Shomer Aveda, that he becomes a Shomer Bal Korchei. Everything is Bal Korchei. But the other Abba Shomrim, the Pashtus was, he doesn't become a Shomer Bal Korchei. And when he accepts Shemirah, it's like a Kabbalah says Chaybus, that it's Bistama, he's agreeing to pay Bipshia, Begnei Baved, or Beyonsin. Aren't all the Abba Shomrim his Chaybus Midas? You see from the Gemara, not so. If you accept the point that the Minchas Chinuch said, that the only time you have Edis, only time you have a din of Meitav, Menatara doesn't apply to Bal Chayv because it's a Hischaibis Midas. And nonetheless, it does apply to the Abba Shomrim. So you see, you have to split. You don't become a Shomer Bal Korchacha. You have to agree. Once you become, once you agree to become, only time you become a Shem Bal Kochai is Shem Rabbeid. He's obligated to pick it up, and the Torah declares, Rachmana Shabde, the Torah declares that he has a din of a Shemer. But otherwise, you don't become a Shemer Bal Kochai. But once you do agree to be a Shemer, it's not that the Chiev to pay Pshia Gnev Aveda Onsin is his Chaibis Midas. No. You have to agree to become a Shemer. Once you agree, so the Torah imposes the Chiev on you. That the Shemachinim has to pay for Pshia, Shemesach has to pay for Gnev Aveda, etc. That's an interesting way of looking at things. And there should be additional nafkaminas also, not just the nafkamina meta. There should be additional nafkaminas between them. There are a few nafkaminas between the hischayvus midas and the milvah ksuvah b'torah. So we should based on this gemara, we should declare that the chiyuvim of the abor shomim is really not a hischayvus midas. It's a chiyuv momen milvah ksuvah b'torah. The Torah imposes the chiyuv on the shomer to pay. Should have other nafkaminas ledina. What's the story with Moiser? What is a Moiser? So today, anybody who goes to the government to say anything about any other Jew, everybody accuses him of being a Moiser. So that's not correct. A Moiser is only if it's Shaloi Kedin. Moiser is if the government wants to steal from a rich Jew, but everybody looks the same. On the weekdays, everybody dresses one way. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, everybody dresses nicer. So they can't tell who's rich and who's poor. Who has $1 million stashed away in his mattress that if we'll go to his house, we'll be able to hold him up, rob all the money. So the government comes to me, and they threaten me. They threaten to put me in prison or whatever. They threaten to burn down my house or to punish me unless I maser, unless I tell them who are the rich Jews, where they have the money hidden. So if I maser. So that's mesira. But if you maser to the government and you say that someone is not paying taxes or someone is doing something illegal, he's a ganef and he has a nursing home and he's cheating from the government, strictly speaking, that's not mesira. That's a different isa. That's a different isa. That's aveda sakum. That the government knows that the people are cheating on taxes. They should have been collecting much more taxes than they are collecting. They want to know who's cheating on the taxes. So when I tell them who the ganef is, that's not mesira. He deserves to be punished. That's a nisa of aveda sakum, and that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch by aveda sakum, you're not supposed to give back the aveda unless it'll be a makom kiddush Hashem, achil Hashem. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if the judge knows that I'm not going to testify against another Jew, because all the Jews cover up on each other, that's achil Hashem. That the judges should be able to say the Jews are all covering up on each other. All the Jews are going to have him covering up on each other. So then you have to maser to the government. See, it's not a nisa mesira. It's a nisa mesira. You wouldn't allow it even if the government knows that we're covering up on each other. So it's mesira is only when it's shaloi kedin. When it's kedin, there's no din of mesira. Let's say the government is going to punish him if the guy's not paying taxes. Let's say the government will put him in prison for 20 years. They won't put him in prison. But even if they put him in prison, according to Jewish law, if the guy cheated on taxes, you should make him pay all the taxes that he stole. So what if the guy should go, what if the person did an avera, which according to the Jewish law is an avera, but there's a lesser punishment, and the guy will put you to death for stealing? By Bnei Noach, there were times that they used to observe the din, the azarasim zoim isasim, they would put ganavim to death. So the Rishonim say that that's not called mesira either. The guy did an avera. And the din in the machusa is that you put the guy to death. And they don't. If they only put Jews to death, they don't put non-Jews to death. So that's not din in the machusa. It's not fair. That's chamsanus in the machusa. That's gazlanus in the machusa. But if the laws are fair, then it's called din in the machusa. So there's no din of mesira over there. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, I think on Daf Pei Gimel, tells about Rab Lezer b'Rab Shimon, the son of Rab Shimon b'Yichoi, who was in the cave with his father, learning Zohar, whatever they were learning over there in the cave. So when he came out of the cave, what did he do for a living? So Mara says he was a policeman for the Roman government, and he used to catch all of the Jewish criminals. The Roman police didn't speak Yiddish. They didn't know, they couldn't understand what the Ganovim are saying to each other. He knew Yiddish, so he knew who the Ganovim were. So he used to maser over to the government. So Eliyahu Novi appeared to him, and he said, it's not a nice job for a nice Jewish boy. He really should get another job. Why didn't he say it's anisa mesira? So the Rishonim say, see, for the Gemara, there's not a Nisa Mesira. There's no Nisa Mesira. It's Kiddin. Whenever it's Kiddin, it's not a Nisa. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Are you allowed to work for the IRS? And if you ascertain that a Jew cheated on the government, are you allowed to masa him to come? So he says, yeah, it's not a Nisa Mesira. If your job is only to arrest the Jewish criminal, so that's Eliyahu Navi, that is not a nice thing. Try to get another job. But he masses to the government on the Jews and the non-Jews alike. He's not only a policeman for the Jewish criminals. So then, Mikra Din, the whole thing is Mutter. Unless the person, sometimes it is Mesira. Let's say the government puts in prison people who go to daven and shul. According to our religion, there's nothing wrong with davening and shul. So if the government, if you have whenever there's a Zionist gathering, or there's a Ragud Ekenesiyah Agdailah, so if the government's going to find out who went to the Zionist gathering, or who went to the Ekenesiyah Agdailah, they're going to put him in jail, and they're going to punish him. So that in our religion, he didn't do any Avera at all. So then, that's Mesira. He's mastering to the government. He doesn't deserve any punishment at all. But if according to the Jewish law, he did an Avera, and he deserves a lesser punishment, and the Din of the Machusa has a fair law that they punish everybody equally with a Mohammedan punishment, so that's what the Rishonim say based on the Gemara, that's not a violation of Mesira. That's Din of the Machusa. Din, you have a right. And even though the government is going to punish him based on circumstantial evidence, that's not acceptable in a court of a Jewish bezin. So the Gemara says also good. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon used to arrest if someone was yawning over breakfast. Obviously, he didn't sleep at night. So if he's a Talmid Chacham, we assume he didn't sleep; he was busy learning. And if he's an Am Haaretz, so what was he doing at night? They didn't have any television. Can't say he was watching television. He must have been robbing the banks because it was a bank robbery. So he used to arrest the people who are yawning in the morning over breakfast unless they were Talmid Chacham. And the Gemara says every time he would arrest someone at the government and give him the death penalty, he was always right. That's only circumstantial, very circumstantial evidence. But the Gemara says, your ladder, that's not called Mesira. Since the fellow does, he's doing Geneva. He's doing Shaloi Kedin, so you have a right. He did an Avera, which according to Jewish law deserves some punishment. He should pay, or you don't put him in jail, but you should punish him. Sometimes maybe pay kefil, whatever. So even though the Goyish government is going to give a much harsher punishment than the death penalty, Gemara says that's not Mesira, that's Mutter. What's the story with Metame Medame Umenasech? So the Gemara says it's Hezek Sheina Nikar. What's the din of Hezek Sheina Nikar? So the Gemara says it's a machlokes whether Hezek Sheina Nikar Shmei Hezek on Hei Amud Aleph or Hezek Sheina Nikar La Shmei Hezek. Where does this machlokes come from? How did this machlokes come to existence? Because the Mishnah says in the middle of Gittin, it says Hametame veHametame veHamenasech b'mezid chay b'shogeg poter. So that's a question. Since when do you distinguish by Yoram Hamazik Adam Od Liyonim b'mishogeg b'mezid? How come there's a difference here? So this triggered a machlekes Amaroim. So some Amaroim thought that Minator Hezek Shein Nikash Mehezek Minator Yechay b'mishogeg b'mezid. But if you're going to say that Yechay b'shogeg, so I'm not going to step forward to come and admit that I was metame his taras b'shegeg because they're going to make me pay. I don't want to pay, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut. And then the guy's going to be eating, let's say, truma tameya. He's a kohen. He'll be eating truma tameya. He'll be violating an avera, metame or menasech. I was menasech. Somebody was menasech as yain. The yain is treif. I'll be afraid to say that I was menasech. They'll hold me responsible. I made a hadas baldin to make me pay for the yain. So if I did a b'shogeg, I don't want to pay. So I'll be afraid to say metame medame menasech. I won't want to say. If he did a b'mezid, so he's going to let him know. He will let him know because the whole purpose of doing a b'mezid is to be mopsed him. So he's going to somehow let him know one way or another that his food became tamim metame medame menasech. But if he did a b'shogeg, he didn't have evil intentions. to make him suffer, so we're afraid he's not going to tell him. So that's what the Gemara says. B'shegik min ator really yichay b'im shegik b'im emezit. Mid the Rabbana, they parted you b'shegik k'deshi yodienu, in order to encourage the people who made the hepsid that they should admit it, and they won't be held, we won't hold it against them, we won't make them pay for the hepsid. And we really reject that sheet. We paskin hezek shen and nika lav shmei hezek. Agamar doesn't tell you what the psak is, but this is quotes from the Gemara and Gittin. Gemara makes a teyufta against Chizkiah. I think those are quotes. Chizkiah, the son of Rabchia. How come over here they keep on talking about hezek shen and nika? Maybe shmei hezek, not shmei hezek, but it was etosiv. And Gittin said, etosiv, yeah, but he was trying to zetzaim shat in a brisa of Rabchia Omer. Tani Rabchia. So Chizkiah was the son of Rabchia, so they probably share the same opinion. So that's why they tried to interpret the Brisa in such a way that it shouldn't contradict the Chizkiah. Is Hezek Sheniker, Ishmei Hezek Ben HaTorah, and B'Shoigeh Gipati Kedesh Yodien. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Ben HaTorah Hezek Sheniker, Lav Shmei Hezek Ben HaTorah, even if you're Mazik in the Mezid, you don't have to pay. But it's only mid the Rabbanan that they penalize you, that you have to pay. It's a penalty mid the Rabbanan that we make you pay. But b'shogeg you don't have to pay because lo konsu shogeg got to mezid. So then the Gemara in Gittin starts the whole sugya. Is that true? The Gemara quotes different cases. A person did malacha b'chalamayit, he planted something. He wasn't allowed to plant. So we penalize him, and he knew that he's doing wrong, so he has to yank out all the vegetables and all the trees that he planted. So what if he didn't know the dinim? He was an Amoritz. Do you say, Kontu Shog got amazed? Areim abat nalisa l'chatchilas and isa d'rabbonim. He went ahead and he did it, amazed, so he says he's not allowed to eat it. What if he only violated the isa b'shoigeg? Holach abit alisa l'chatchila b'shoigeg. He didn't realize that he's doing anything wrong, so then there is no penalty. The Gemara said that's a big machlokes hatanaim. Do you say konsu shog got amazed, or the Lord konsu shog got amazed? So we paskin la locha in that case. Some cases yes, some cases no. And Hilchos Shabbos, it's also machlokes amei rabbi. Where let's say oisim alocha mevashal b'shabbos the mezid, there's a penalty. What if he's mevashal b'shabbos b'shogeg? So that's a machlokes amei rabbi. Would he make a penalty? Kansu show got the mezid, the low kansu show got the mezid. The Gemara says not all the cases are the same. I'm a vashal b'shabbos. He did an aver deraisa. Bishal on Shabbos, I'm a locha deraisa. He does malacha b'chalamoy. Maybe that's only midirabbanan. That's the question. Malacha b'chalamoy is it deraisa derabbanan? So we paskin that by the derabbanans low kansu show got the mezid. So that's why the metame medame menasech b'shegig is potter, because hezek sheninika is really lav shmei hezek. He really shouldn't have to pay at all, and it's only b'mezid that we penalize him. And b'shegig lo konsu shog got amezid. Not only lo konsu shog got amezid, we say lo konsu b'noy acharov. That's a gemara. That's not in Gittin. That's a gemara in Moed Katan. Moed Katan is all about the dinim of chalamoy. Beitza is all about masech Shabbos. Is all about the dinim of Shabbos. And Beitza is all about the dinim of Yantav. Moed Katan is the little Yantav that's Chalamoid. Moed Katan is all the dinim of Chalamoid. So if one does Malacha b'Chalamoid, so we penalize him that he planted the trees, you have to yank out the trees. We penalize him. What if he died already? The guy planted the trees, died already. So he penalizes the children. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Lo konsu b'noy acharov. The penalty was only if the person who did the Avera is still alive. But if he died, and the trees go b'yerusha to the children, you don't penalize the children. So that it's based on that, that the Ramban quotes a Tosfos. We don't even have the Tosfos. Ramban quotes a Tosfos. We have half of the Tosfos. The din is that the Gemara says in different places, Grama ben Zikin is pot. Then on Daf Kuf, there's a Masloikas, what about Garmi? Garmi means... Garmi is a big question. What's the difference in Grama and Garmi? So some Rishonim say it's the exact same thing. And if you say Garmi is chayv, it means that Grama ben Zikin is chayv. If you say Grama ben Zikin is potter, what you're saying is Garmi is potter. So there is such an opinion, and the Ramban wrote a whole country's din of Garmi, and he says we don't accept that opinion. We assume that Grama and Garmi are two different things. What exactly is the difference? So that's the Tosfos holds the Garmi. Rameir doin din in the Garmi, and the Chachamim disagree with Rameir. How do we paskin? So on Daf Kuf, the Gemara repeats a few times, we paskin like Rameir. Rameir doin din in the Garmi. So Tosfos writes, din in the Garmi is only a knas from the Rabbanon. and only gamni b'mezid, gamni b'shegig lo kontzu shogato mezid. That's the Tosfos on the first Amun in Baba Basra, Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos, the Gemara there quotes a Mishnah from Kilayim. So Tosfos, the Rabbi Natama Tosfos interprets the Mishnah. They won him a second time and a third time. Why do you have to keep on warning him? So Tosfos said, because lo konso mezid or tushogeg. You only penalize if he makes the hesek of a gami b'mezid, and if it happens b'shogeg, you don't penalize him. So you have to warn him in advance to make it into a mezid. So Tosfos says, why is gami b'shogeg pater? Because gami is only a penalty midrabbana, like hesek shein anikar. And lo konso shogot amezid. Then the Ramban quotes this. We don't even have it. The Ramban quotes that lo konso b'nai achrov. Let's say the man who made the hezek al yedei garmi dies, and all of his assets go over to the yorshim. Can you collect from the yorshim to pay for the hezek of garmi? So we had the brayso on daf chesem and aleph. The fellow is chayiv subasisha balchayiv and the zikin, and then he sells all the karkos to the lekucha. So it says, Kulam nichnasu tachas aban. You can collect from the lekuchas. Can you collect also from the lekuchas by garmi? So the Ramban quotes the Tosfos, you can't because of that gemara might cut. Like konso b'nai achrov. Garmi is only with the rabban, like konso b'nai achrov. He has another nafkemina, the garmi de behemto. If garmi is only a penalty with the rabbanon, if you did the hezek the mezid, so what if my behemah made a hezek al yedei garmi? So gami de behemto, that's like b'shegig, you don't make a penalty. And the Ramban disagrees on everything. Tosfos interprets the Gemara based on that, in the Nuns, that gami de behemto is potter. And the Ramban reinterprets everything. He says, not true, Rameh doin dina de gami is medina, means that it's not a knas. Otherwise, the Gemara should have said, knasa de gami. The Ramban rejects that Rabbeinu Ephraim Regensburg. He was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Talmud. Rabbeinu Ephraim Regensburg holds Gorma Gami is exactly the same. And once you pass on Daf Kuf, like Rav Meir Doin did in the Gani, it means that there's no such thing. A Gorma Menezik and Potter means a Gorma Menezik and Eschai. It's the same thing. So that the Ramban rejects, like Tosfos. No, Gorma Gami, two different things. But Tosfos says you don't have to work so hard to draw such a strict difference between Gorma Gami. It's only a Knas with the Rabbanon. So whenever the Chachamim felt it's necessary to introduce a Knas, they did. Whenever they didn't think it's unnecessary, they didn't. And Ramban thinks, no, it's a Minat Torah. There's a difference between Gorma Gami. So he tries to give a sharper definition. So he mentioned that the Shach writes in the end of Chosha Mishpat by Gorma Benizik and the Simen by Gorma Benizik and Potter, Gami is Chayp. So he writes that he started writing a commentary on the Kuntra's Din and the Gami of the Ramban. And then he stopped in the middle because he decided it's really a waste of time because the major premise of the Ramban, the Gami is Chai Ben Atar, he says, we don't accept that Lalocha. We pass in Gami is only with the Rabban. So he said, the whole country's Din of Gami of the Ramban is based on that premise. We don't accept the premise. Why should he write a whole Sefer if we don't accept the whole premise of the Ramban? The Vilna Goyen has in his commentary, it's in Hagos HaGrua and the Gemara also, but he has it more in Choshen Mishpat, the Bir Agron Choshen Mishpat. He thinks that what is the Rambam's opinion about Garmi B'shogeg? Tosfos on the first half of Baba Basra, based on Manal holds, Garmi is only a penalty in the Rabbanan, and Lo Kotzim Shog Gota Mezer, just like Hesek Shein and Iker, B'shogeg is Potter, Matame Matame Manasseh B'shogeg Potter, because Lo Kotzim Shog Gota Mezer. So Tosfos thinks the same is by Garmi B'shogeg Potter. What is the Rambam's opinion? So it's a little unclear. So the Bir Agro thinks that the Rambam distinguishes between B'shogeg and Mezid, but not for the same reason as Tosfos. Tosfos holds Gami is only with the Rabban and Lo Konso Shogot the Mezid. The same as Hezek Shein Anikar. The Vilna Gaon says, no. The Rambam holds that is exactly the difference between Groma and Garmi. If I do a Hezek in an indirect fashion, then it's called Groma. But if I did this, I start bouncing a ball here because another ball is going to bounce and do that and do that and then it's going to break your window. So then I call it garmi, the exact same pula. If it's kabanasi, I'm doing a pula here which indirectly causes a hezek. So if I didn't realize, I didn't have that in mind, I didn't want to do it, then it's called grubba menazik and his potter. Whenever he does the grubba menazik, then we call it garmi. He wanted this pula to relate to his window. He wanted it to go smash the window. So then we call it Garmini.
He's the only one that makes that difference.
Yeah, the Vilna Gaon claims that that's the Kavanas HaRambam. The Rambam doesn't explain. He quotes certain cases of Grama, certain cases of Garmi. He doesn't explain what the rule is. Tosfos gives a rule and Ramban gives a rule, but the Rambam doesn't explain. So the Vilna Gaon claims he thinks that this is the Rambam's rule. When it's B'shoigeg, then it's Grama. When it's B'meisid, he wants this Pula to relate in a negative way to the other guy's window, to smash his car, to break his window. So then, since that's what he wants, so then it does relate. We have such a parallel din. There's a Mishnah Masech HaShabbos that if a deer runs into my house, I want to trap the deer. So I close all the windows and I close the door. So I'm in order to trap the deer. So that's a Malach HaTzad. Even though I didn't touch the animal, usually Tzedah, you shoot the animal. So you trap the animal. I can't run away. Or you put a net on the animal, so you trap the animal. Here, I didn't touch the animal at all. I closed all the doors and the windows, so that's tzedah. But the Mishnah has the following case. Let's say an animal ran into the house, and the owner of the house wants to trap the animal. So he sits, there's only one entrance way. All the doors, all the windows are closed. There's only one way for the animal to run out. So the guy sits down in the entranceway, blocking the way. So the animal can't go out. So when he sits down, he's in violation of tzedah. Then I sit down in the same narrow hallway, but the animal is trapped already because the first person was sitting there. So I sit down over there. If the first person wouldn't have been there, so my sitting down would have constituted an act of tzedah. The first person was there, so I didn't do any tzedah. And then the first person walks away, and I continue to stay there. So the Mishnah says I didn't do anything wrong. I'm putter. The Gemara says usually when it says putter, in the Mishnah, it means putter avolasa, but here it's putter or mutter. By tzedas tzvi, it's putter or mutter. So the Mishnah says, het tegama, why hola maza daima, what is this to be compared to? Lenoel is beso, l'shamrei, the fellow leaves his house on Shabbos morning, he locks the door in order that the ganavim shouldn't walk off with his furniture. It turns out he wasn't aware at all. It turns out that he just trapped an animal by locking the door. He didn't know at all that he's trapping an animal. So fine, that's mamish misasik, so there's no aver at all. So on that Mishnah in Shabbos around Daf Kuf Gimel or so, somewhere around Kuf Gimel, so the Ran has a machlokes with the Rashba. So the Ran on the back, the Ran on the Rif, quotes the Rashba, who says that not only is it permissible, you're allowed to lock the door to prevent ganavim from coming, he didn't even realize that there's an animal getting trapped. So the Rashba says, first chiddush number one, even if you realize that there's an animal getting trapped, it's also mutter. You're not interested in trapping the animal. Chiddush number two, even if you're interested in trapping the animal, but your main interest really is the nerve is basically the shamra. You want to lock the door to protect your property. And as a secondary intention, he also wants to trap the animal. So since only a secondary intention, it's also mutter. It's also mutter, even though that he has a mind explicitly to trap the animal. So the Ran says the Rashba is ridiculous. He has as a secondary intention to trap down some malocha deraisa. He's chayv skila. How can you say it's mutter? That for sure is wrong. The Rashba is wrong. Even though the Rashba claims it's a Yerushalmi, the Ran says it can't be Yerushalmi. You have to reinterpret. But he says the Ran's, so the Ran says not only is the Rashba wrong in the case that's obviously wrong, he has as a secondary intention to trap the animal, even in the first case also wrong. He wants to lock the door to protect his property, but he knows quite well that by locking the door, he's trapping the animal. The animal may not be able to run away. So since he knows that he's trapping an animal, it's a psikresha de la nichalei. So psikresha de la nichalei, the Ran says, is a machlekes Tosfos and the other Rishonim, whether the Oruch, Tosfos and the Oruch, whether psikresha de la nichalei is mutar rasa.
Same machlokas apply like walking by a grocery store with an automatic door, like you're doing whatever you want. And according to the Rashba, even if you know the door is going to open, you could walk by.
Right.
The Rambam say that because you know it's going to happen, then it should be also.
Right, so we mentioned that quite a few of the later Achrayim, the Shuas Yankif and Avnei Nezer and Rabbi Chana Basman, a few other major poskim say they think we should split the psak. If you intend to trap, if you want to lock the door in order to protect your property, but you also have as a secondary intention to trap the animal, then we hold like they run. That's a melacha deraisa, yichayb skila. How can the Rashba say that that's muta? We don't accept that Rashba. But in the other thing that the Ran said, that even if you're not interested at all in trapping the animal, but you know the animal is getting tracked, that should be a psikresha de lo nichale, and that should depend on the machlekes between the Tosfos and the Oruch, whether psikresha de lo nichale is muta rasa. So there they think you can be maker like the Rashba. Why? But it is a psikresha de lo nichale. So apparently they make this distinction. Psikresha de lo nichale is when I'm handling, let's say I have a live chicken and my little baby wants to play with a toy, so I'll cut off the chicken's head, now he can play with the toy. I don't really want to kill the chicken, but it's too big, the chicken is too big for the baby to play, so I cut off the head. I know that when you cut off the head it gets killed, so that's a psikresha de lo nichale. He doesn't really care about killing the chicken. So the psikresha de lo nichale is a machlokes, and Tosfos holds that it's also the rabbanan. So when does it make sense to be a machmer like Tosfos? His mom is doing the malacha biyadayim, but over here he's locking the door. He's not doing any pe'ula to the wild animal, the tzvi, nimtza tzvi shama betocha. He knows that by locking the door the animal gets trapped, but he's not interested at all. So when you do a pe'ula on the windows and the door, you want that to relate to the animal. That's considered by closing the doors and the windows. You did it, say, on the animal. That's only if you were interested. If you wanted that to relate, if you wanted the closing of the windows to relate to the animal, then it relates and it's called an act of tzeda. But if it's a psikresha de lo nichale, you're not handling the thing, so the pula you did on the windows doesn't relate to the animal. It's not considered as if you did that malach. So that's what some of the recent posts can write regarding if you walk in front of a building where the lights will go on or the doors will open up by walking by. It's really a psikresha de lo nichale. The doors are going to open up, or let's say the doors open up, it's a question, what's the malacha? Maybe there's no malacha. Let's say the light will go on, a real light will go on, and that's a malacha. So it could well be that according to this compromise of the Shuas Yankev, now Avnei Nezer, if you want to post him, that's not even called the psikresha de lo nichale. Right. A lack of malachas mashav. So usually, if you do a malacha with lacking mekalka, you do a malacha, so it's patra abalasa. Lack of malachas mashav is also madra abana. But here, these achrenim hold that it's hetagama, because he did a pula to one thing, which has an effect on the other thing. It's considered an act of tzeid on the behemah. But if you're not interested in the pula on the door relating to the animal, then it doesn't relate. So that's along the same lines as the Bi'ur Agra. Bi'ur Agra says, if you do a grama ben azikin, when does it become a garmi that Yechai, when he says it's only grama pata? If it's b'shegeg, it did a pool over here, you weren't interested in smashing. You know it's going to happen, but you're not interested in causing a hezek to the other guy. So the pool that you did doesn't relate to the hezek. But if you did grama b'mezid, I wanted this pool of grama to lead to the other guy suffering a hepsid, so then the pu'ula, a playing ball, whatever, relates to his window. It's considered as if I smashed the window.
Isn't there a mamachka on closing a chest where you know there's flies in there, even though you don't care if the flies are caught?
Yeah.
So then I'm not doing a pu'ula on the flies themselves, and it's not, that's even a derabbanan because it's not a bimino yitzod. Don't you see the Rabban doesn't hold by that
yisod? Uh-huh. That's a good question. We have to look it up in the Yeshua's Yankiv. What does he explain? Yeah, that is a good question. What else do we have here in the Gemara? Oh yeah, the Gemara says the Mishnah of Arba Avos Nezikin and the Brice of Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin only has mum and doesn't have knas. And the next price has kefal dalavahei, edim zayim, minus a mefatim, that has knas already. So the Gemara says, but the first price, the Tan Raboshio, had the four in the Mishnah, then the Aboshio, and four and four is eight. Then the next five are Nezek, Tzarif, Bishavis, and Boshas. So the Gemara says, they're all mum. Nezek, Tzarif, Bishavis, but everything is mum. So this is a problem on the Rambam, because the Rambam says that by the Rambam sounds like he says that Nezik is Knas. That's problematic. Then he sounds like he says that Boshes is Knas. So what does he do with this Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that it's not Knas. That is a problem. So he gave a suggestion on the Ram. Maybe the Ram never meant to say that Nezik is Knas, but he meant it's a Ikar Chibrili is Kasher Osa Ken Yosa Lo, and the moment that you pay is a substitute. It's a problematic Rambam. The Pashtus and Gemara is against the Rambam. There was a problematic Rashi on the Fagel that the Pnei Yeshua has, that they all have difficulty. They write, I'm Pnei Yeshua. Rashi writes a different pshat on the Fagel. Rashi writes, they shechted a korban with a shinui bailam, a shinui kodesh. Achatas l'shem shlomim. That's a shinui kodesh. That's not called mefagel. So basically, the Achrenim in the back say, Rashi's innocent. There's a Gemara that the Gemara interprets like that, that the word mefagel means. So it's not Rashi's fault. He's just quoting a Gemara. Okay. Mefagel doesn't mean mefagel. Okay, we better stop here. I just realized earlier today, I can't begin this on Wednesday mornings. I'm supposed to learn with a group of boys in MTA till about 9:25. So I can't start to share till around 9:30. And then I have to finish by 10:30. So it's going to be a chatzi shir tomorrow. An hour.
Same thing.
All the people are cheating on income tax, make me pay higher taxes. So it makes sense.
The partner is cheating. The partner's got his head in the tail.
I saw that you put it up. I know that.